The story that we are going to hear now is The Ugly Duckling.
It was a lovely spring morning. A gentle breeze moved through the treetops, and all the animals came out of their homes to enjoy the morning sun, including the ducks that lived on the edge of the pond. They came out quacking loudly to announce their presence in the world while enjoying the lovely day. However, there was one big duck that did not emerge as she was busy sitting on her eggs. It was time for her ducklings to hatch, and the mother duck was considering what to name them. Just then, she heard a cracking sound from underneath her. As she looked down, a duckling stepped out of a now broken egg. The mother duck was thrilled to see the sight. Once again, she heard a cracking sound. Another duckling stepped out and gazed around it with wonder. And like this, all the eggs eventually broke except one. The last egg was a bit larger than the rest, and its color was different from the others as well. As soon as the other ducks learned of the presence of the new ducklings in the neighborhood, they came in a rush from all around to see them.
Isn't this egg a bit odd? Are you certain it's yours?
Of course it's mine. Do you think I'd stole it?
After the neighbors had left, the mother duck became very worried. The strange-looking egg had refused to hatch, so she had to sit on it for another week while attempting to take care of her other ducklings. Finally, she heard the cracking sound she had been waiting to hear for days. But what was this stepping out of a broken shell? A strange-looking, dark-gray duckling. The other ducks showed their dislike for the odd-looking duckling right away, naming it the Ugly Duckling. The mother duck felt bad about it for a while, but with time she began to love her strange-looking duckling as much as her other children and tried her best to ignore all the negative comments. One nice and sunny day, the mother duck took all of her ducklings out for their first swim. One by one, the little ducklings entered the pond after their mother. The dark gray duckling stepped in last and tried hard to catch up with the others. The mother duck felt very proud and happy to see all of her ducklings paddle so well in the water. But she could not stay happy for long, as another duck called her attention to the last of her children and said that she had never seen such an ugly duckling in her life. This angered the mother duck very much, and she tried to defend her duckling by saying that one day he too would be beautiful, and that right now the only thing that mattered was that he was strong and healthy. And that he was. Actually, he was almost double the size of the other ducklings. But no matter what anyone said, the ugly duckling understood that he was different from the others and that no one liked him in the least. Even his own brothers and sister called him such names as ugly, dark, and weirdo. No one wanted to play with him, and no one wanted to take him out for a swim. The days passed, and the ugly duckling became more lonely and sad. Until finally, the mother duck called him in for a serious conversation.
Son, I don't know how to say this to you, but I think that it's best if you leave this place. You see, no one likes you here. Everyone teases and bullies you, and I'm always afraid that someone might eventually hurt you.
With a heavy heart, the ugly duckling left his home early next morning, before sunrise, without saying goodbye. From there, he traveled very far, not knowing for sure where he was going. As the night came, he reached that part of the forest where the wild geese lived and hid himself in some leaves to spend the night. In the morning, when the geese became aware of his presence, they attacked the duckling and hurt him very badly. Frightened at this, the duckling had to make his way from there as well. Not having another place to go, the poor little duckling went further into the big forest, with his head bowed and his tiny body bleeding from the pecks of the geese. He tried to comfort himself, but he was feeling very unhappy and lonely.
I have to be brave. One day I will too find a nice place with nice people, and everything will be all right.
And like this, the brave little creature carried on his journey until he arrived at a small cottage out of the way. An old woman lived inside the cottage with her dog and a cat. As the tired duckling placed himself silently inside the home, the cat bared her claws while shouting that surely he could not stay with them. The dog himself barked at the duckling and protested that they did not want a strange-looking bird inside their house.
What kind of a thing are you anyway? What can you do? Can you meow like a cat? Or bark like a dog? No, I guess not. Well then, you have no business in this house. Go away before we beat you up.
This was all too much for the little duckling to bear. Crying, he left the cottage while once again speaking aloud.
No one likes me. No one gives me a chance. I guess I must be so ugly and bad that... But no, it cannot be. I have not done anyone any harm. It is they who I mean and do not see. But one day, I will prove myself and everyone will come to respect me. Until then, I will just have to be patient and wait.
Thinking this, the brave little duckling decided to continue on his way. Winter soon arrived and the cold winds began to blow. The sky overhead was covered with thick gray clouds. The heavy rain kept people inside of their homes, but the duckling had no home for himself. He cried at times over the cruel behavior he had experienced and wanted to shout out that it was a mean thing to hurt others, so loud that everyone could hear it. Soon the cold became worse. It began to rain very heavily, and everything began to freeze. It was too difficult for a lonely duckling to survive in such terrible weather, and the poor bird soon fell down and fainted. Luckily, a farmer happened to be passing by on the path and saw the half-dead bird lying on the ground. Taking pity on the poor creature, the farmer brought the duckling back to his home. The farmer's wife and children were happy to see the bird, and they decided to keep him inside of their house and nurse him back to health. The warmth and comfort of living in a home with loving people soon gave the bird the much-needed strength to go on. He rapidly grew in size and weight. Everyone seemed glad to have him in the house except for the dog and the chicken. All the attention that they were used to receiving was now being given to the bird instead. So in no time at all, they became very jealous.
Oh no!
It is you who guards the house from thieves and I who wakes up the family each and every morning and gives them fresh eggs to eat. What does this duckling do that everyone likes him so much and allows him to stay inside our house?
Then one evening, the duckling overheard the dog talking to the chicken. While laughing, the dog was telling the chicken that soon they would have their place back in front of the fire, for he had heard the farmer's wife say to her husband that the duckling had now fattened up to the point that he was ready to be slaughtered the following Sunday.
What?
It was a long time since the family had had any duck for dinner. Both the dog and the chicken began to laugh out in cruelty. Of course, the duckling did not find this funny at all. Frightened for his life, he immediately ran out of the house in the middle of the night. He ran all night long until he was completely exhausted and placed himself under some bushes to rest. There, he hid his face in his wings and cried until he fell asleep. The next morning, he was once again a homeless duckling. So he spent his days and nights sleeping under bushes, hiding from his enemies, and searching for a new place to settle in a cold and unfriendly world. Many days passed. The duckling had been a traveler for so long that he had grown used to it over time. Until one day, when he woke up, the sun was shining brightly overhead. The flowers had bloomed. The birds were chirping in the trees and water could be heard splashing nearby. Slowly, the duckling made his way towards the source of the sound and arrived at a small pond. Flocks of birds were diving into the water, and many swans were paddling in the pond, soaking in the warmth of the day. The ugly duckling gazed at the swans with big, appreciative eyes and wondered what kind of birds they were.
How beautiful they are! I have never seen such beautiful birds in my life.
Some young swans were playing nearby. The ugly duckling was so excited and wanted so badly to play with them, but at the same time he was worried at the thought that they might not want to play with him. Afraid as he was, he made his way slowly towards the playful swans. Nervously paddling along, he lowered his head and gazed shyly at the water. Just then, he saw something strange. He saw his own reflection in the pond.
But there's a beautiful swan in the water? How can this be?
Thinking it must be one of the other swans around him, he looked around and then back again at the water. He moved his head this way and that to confirm that the reflection in the water was indeed his own. The ugly duckling could hardly believe it. He was not an ugly duckling anymore. He was a swan, a beautiful swan.
I'm just like them. I'm not a duck. I'm a swan.
He was not an ugly duckling anymore. He was a swan, a beautiful swan. His happiness knew no bounds. He looked towards the sky, calling aloud and flapping his wings in joy. Just then, three swans came towards him, smiling. They started circling around him and called out to him to come and play. Some children who were playing nearby saw the scene and turned towards one another while shouting in excitement.
Hey, look at that beautiful swan. All the swans are swimming around it.
Aren't they lovely? I wish I had my mobile phone with me, so I could take a picture.
At last, the ugly duckling, who was really not a duckling and certainly not ugly, had found friends like himself. He was finally liked and appreciated for what he was. And that was a swan. A graceful swan. For the truth was that the marsh where his parents lived had also been the home of many ducks. And when the swan pair immigrated to another land, they left one egg behind, which somehow rolled out and fell into a duck's nest. And that was how a swan was born into a family of ducks. No wonder he looked so different from the others. In any case, his bad days were over now. The times had changed and his dream had come true. He had now found appreciation, respect, and peace.